Welcome back. It is me, Coach Adam, here. Thanks for joining me on my podcast, Living Your Best Life. It's good to be back. I know I've been a little MIA, so for those of you who do listen to me and follow me, thank you. I appreciate you. Most of you who do listen to me and follow me, you see me on the daily, or you follow me on Instagram and are kind of keeping up with me. I've just been so incredibly busy trying to get things together for my daughter's massage room here at the house, our yoga room for her to start teaching yoga classes, for me to start doing my sports massage and soft tissue work here at the house. So we are both very much looking forward to that and excited to get that going for you. That being said, this kind of has taken a back seat, but I am looking forward to getting back into it. I miss you guys. I miss talking to you. So today we're going to be talking about the episode title, Empower Your Body, Embrace Your Journey, Body Positivity and Healthy Living in a World of Unrealistic Expectations. This one I really enjoy talking about. I talk about it a lot with some of my clients, some of my friends. It's kind of very near and dear to me just because of how I feel about it. So let's go ahead and get started. Basically, I want to start with the way we feel when we see what we see on Instagram, on TikTok, on social media, basically, or what we see in the magazines, or what we see in the movies or the TV shows. Basically, society's standards of what beauty is, and what we need to compare ourselves to. I know we kind of wake up every day and we're kind of bombarded with it. So, if you're like me, I know you felt a little bit of maybe inadequacy, or maybe you're not living up to what you're supposed to look like, or why don't you look like so and so? You know, we all have those feelings that run through our mind, and we all have those feelings, especially because of how easily we can access social media on our phones, on our laptops, on our iPads, even on our TVs now, you know. So it's just so much in our face that it's hard to get away from it. So I kind of want to get into that a little bit. We're going to navigate body positivity a little bit, but at the same time, maintaining a healthy mindset around it, and fostering a realistic self-image in this crazy world where we're so obsessed with what someone looks like online, and we feel like we have to look like that as well. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to talk about body positivity in general, a couple of healthy lifestyle and mindset practices that you can take in so that you don't go crazy thinking about this and thinking that you're alone as well. And then just being positive amidst all this craziness of unrealistic expectations. So let's get into it. So body positivity and self-acceptance. Body positivity at the basic form of it is what it sounds like, right? Being positive with your body. Self-love, acceptance, appreciation for everything about you, appreciation for people around you and what they look like, and not comparing yourself to them. So regardless of height, weight, ethnicity, skin color, hair color, eye color, whatever, their abilities, their athletic abilities, maybe their mental abilities, their professional abilities, their personal relationships, however they are, we are accepting of ourselves as who we are in those forms. And we're also accepting of other people and who they are in those forms, and not letting that get in the way of how we see them. So we have to kind of address, in a sense, the impact, like the harmful impact of unrealistic beauty standards that we see all the time by the media, by advertising, especially in makeup commercials, clothing commercials, fitness commercials, things like that, where the image is such a big part of it that it's hard to get away from it. It's hard not to see this idea of what we're supposed to look like. And so, that can really affect our self-esteem. And we see it all the time. And we wonder, man, like, why don't I look like that? Why I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I still haven't achieved that level of image, right? The body image. So it can affect our self-esteem, and when we compare ourselves so much to other people who sometimes may be genetically blessed, other times they may have access to different things that we don't have, or they may also be working a lot harder than we are too, you know? So a lot of that comparison and acceptance of your body positivity, a lot of that is also self-awareness and being self-aware of where you are in your stage of your health and wellness journey, and where you are in that mental stage, or where, like, are you working just as hard as somebody else, or are you maybe kind of working here and there and then just hoping that things work out for you? So that's something that we kind of have to take into consideration too, because, you know, if we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people and yet we're not doing the work that we're supposed to be doing, then, you know, we're just setting ourselves up for failure and disappointment. So don't do that, okay? It's not good for you, I promise. If you don't, you will always come out on top and feel better. You know, even as an example, for myself, even, you know, I don't want to say I constantly compare myself to people, but there have been times, you know, I played sports and I would compare myself to what some soccer players looked like, what some football players looked like, what some basketball players looked like. And it was hard for me growing up. You know, in high school, I didn't look a certain way. I was smaller than most of the guys I went to high school with. You know, most of the guys I went to high school with were 6'1" or 2" and above. I'm 5'9". There were certain things that I just was not going to be able to achieve physically. So I had to learn to accept that, but I didn't realize that until after high school. I didn't realize that till maybe my mid-20s, you know. Like, obviously I knew I wasn't gonna grow taller, but I didn't realize that comparing myself so much to that was just not the best for me. So stay away from that, you know. Stay away from comparing yourself so much, and understand that you are your own body and you're on your own unique journey, and you're the only one who is going to feel the way you feel throughout this journey and experience the things you're going to experience. So don't take it for granted and really enjoy those experiences, because that's what's going to help shape your character in the long run. So next thing I want to get into, guys, is your is that body positivity is, yes, self-acceptance and accepting your body and accepting who you are and where you are in your journey, but you can't neglect your health. And there's been this dangerous kind of line that people are teetering when we talk about body positivity, because a lot of that message has been carried out by the bigger obese population, a larger population. And don't get me wrong, I'm all about loving yourself and being happy with yourself, and not being so hard on yourself, right? So that you can advance and that you can move forward in your progress. But there comes a point where if you really are at a point where you're clinically obese, you're medically obese, you're at a point where you're in a danger to yourself and your health, then that's not body positivity for me. At the end of the day, body positivity has to do with self-love, right? One of my mottos and my mantra is to love yourself. And if you don't truly love yourself, then you're not taking care of your body and you're accepting who you are in an unhealthy state. But if you truly love yourself and you truly want to be the best version of yourself, then you're going to do everything in your power to make sure that you're healthy, and then that the ones around you are healthy as well. So it's about having a healthy relationship with your body, with your mind, with your soul, and with what makes you tick, and prioritize your well-being over everything. Not just being happy and accepting of who you are because, oh, well, I'm here and this is where I'm at physically, so I'm just gonna love myself. You know, no, like, that's not the way it is. It's about loving yourself and who you are so much that you want to see yourself flourish in any avenue possible. So, healthy eating is one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself to show true self-love, is to feed your body the right stuff. I use this example all the time when it comes to our cars. If we have a luxury vehicle, if you have a Mercedes, a BMW, a high-end vehicle, you have to put 91 gasoline, right? The high-end gasoline in the car. It says it on the label. It says don't put anything less because you could ruin your engine over time. And we do it. We're more than happy to pay $5, $6 a gallon for that now, right? And we're more than happy to pay $100 a tank per week almost to fill up high-end gasoline. And yet we're so resistant to putting in good, clean, high-quality food into our bodies. That is going to cost less than that a week. So prioritize where you're going to put the emphasis on your healthy eating. Prioritize the emphasis on regular physical activity, and whether that be walking outside, whether that be doing a few stretches in your bedroom or in your office, going to the gym, going on a hike, going for a swim, yoga, whatever it is, it's physical activity, it's movement. When we talk about exercise and as personal trainers and coaches, I think a lot of people think that all we want you to do is go to the gym and move some weights around. And that's, while we do want you to do that because it's extremely beneficial for strength training and resistance training, it's not the only way to get in physical activity. So I don't want people to feel like we're just talking about physical activity as far as the gym. Anything that remotely makes you move around and get up off your butt, off your seat, and get outside and do something is going to be the best option for you. Adequate sleep is going to be super important as well. I talk about this so much with people, and actually was just talking about this yesterday. The biggest secret and hack to wellness and recovery and weight loss is sleep. You want to lose weight faster? Get enough sleep. You want to recover faster? Get enough sleep. Have you ever been sick and when you sleep, you just feel better after? Yeah, I'm looking right at you. It's because sleep is the ultimate hack for recovery and wellness. So prioritize it as much as you can. Create a bedtime routine, create a wake-up routine, go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time. Create a space for you to have good quality sleep, and I promise you, you're going to have a much better relationship with your progress, your health, and your body. And you're going to love seeing how much the benefits, or how you're going to love to see how much benefit you do get from adequate sleep. And then stress management techniques are going to be great. So meditation, journaling. If you are able to and you have the resources, therapy is a great stress management technique. You can talk to someone else about things that are bothering you. It's an impartial judge, right? They're not an impartial judge. They're impartial ears, basically. They're not going to judge you. They're not going to say anything. They're just going to kind of help you navigate around that. And if you can talk to someone, one of your friends who will also give you that same type of feedback and you feel comfortable talking to them, then talk to them as well. Just someone that you can kind of sound off to and speak off the cuff to. Use those techniques: healthy eating, regular physical activity, get adequate sleep, and stress management techniques are going to help you get that whole holistic approach to having a healthy life and having realistic expectations. And then when you're thinking about these movements, when you're thinking about your physical activity, when you're thinking about the results of all that, I don't want you to think about just what the number on the scale is going to say. I don't want you to just focus on what your body's going to look like. I don't really want you to focus on that so much. Of course, that is a focus, but it shouldn't be the main thing. You want to focus on, how do I move after all this physical activity? How do I feel? Can I walk up the stairs comfortably? Can I bend down and play with my kids and run around after them or my grandkids? Am I able to carry groceries in without losing my breath? Little things like that where you're celebrating wins that are quantifiable in your own life versus having to step on a scale all the time, because the scale is going to be different every single day. But your progress and how you feel and how you move throughout your daily life is going to improve as you go. And you're going to actually feel that because you see those things and you feel those things as you go on through your daily life. And then the other thing that we got to remember is your time and your attention to social media. So social media these days, we already know there's so many filters, so many ways to manipulate. There's angles, there's lighting, there's the camera lenses, right? There's different apps that you can use now. There's AI apps now that you can use to edit for you and make everything look so crisp and clean and curated. The good thing about knowing all that is that when you see someone on Instagram, when you see a fitness influencer or a model or someone that you aspire to look like or be like, just remember that they may be showing you a distorted sense of reality. They may be showing you the one good picture or video out of 1,000 pictures they took that day. And it only looks good because the lighting was perfect and the angle was perfect and the makeup was on point and everything, right? Like everything had to have been perfect for us to get that perfect shot. Life's not like that, and we can't compare ourselves to that. There's just it's so detrimental to your mental health. It just puts so many negative thoughts in your head that I can't be perfect. And there's just no way. Like, I can't be perfect, right? Like, I'm not gonna, I can strive for perfection, but I'm not going to be perfect. So when it comes to your body, when it comes to your physical sense, your appearance, it's not going to be perfect. There's so many, think about so much artwork we see out in the real world, nature, artwork by famous artists in the past, current, and whatever that we have now. And most of the artwork isn't necessarily perfect, right? Some of them can be perfectly symmetrical and we love them, but I think we see more of the beauty in things when they're not perfect. So don't let social media fool you, and don't use social media as a thermometer of what you should look like or how you should feel or how you should dress or what you should be doing, because that is not a marker of that. Social media is, I know you've heard this before, and I love saying it, and I love when people say it because it's so true, but social media is a highlight reel. It's not a snapshot of what's going on. All right. There's a lot of things that may not be go that may be going on in someone's life that they're not showing on social media, and vice versa. So don't let that be a marker of that, and don't let that be the end all be all of how you feel. All right. So limit your screen time on that. Maybe don't follow so many pages that make you feel inadequate, that make you feel lower than, or less than you are. And follow more accounts, right? Follow more diverse accounts that kind of help you relate more to them. People that maybe you look more like, people that you act more like, people that you relate more to. Follow those people, follow like-minded people, and keep yourself in that community so that you can surround yourself with those positive influences. We surround yourself with that self-love, with that self-care, and you surround yourself with other people that are living the same type of healthy lifestyle that you're trying to do. And like I said, just unfollow those accounts, right? And if people bother you, people comment on your, block them. Get them out of your life. That the beauty of social media is you can block somebody and you'll never have to see them again. All right. So take advantage of those tools and use them to keep you away from that negative self-talk. And then when you see influencers on there, or what we call fitfluencers, I personally, like, I to each their own, right? Some of them mean well. A lot of them maybe don't mean well and just trying to sell you a program or a product and things like that. So please be mindful. Please be careful of what you see. If you see a female and she's giving you glute exercises and how to grow your butt, but she clearly has a BBL, or you've noticed in the past her butt doesn't look the same or her breasts look different or whatever, understand that sometimes they have had body work done and you're not going to look the way they look regardless of how many times you take their program. So check them out. You know, if you have to vet them, see what their life is like, see if they've had any editing done to their real life so that you know that you're getting something real. Guys, same thing. You know, a lot of guys go on these steroids or these shreds and lose all this weight, but never really disclose that they took some unnatural supplements or illegal supplements to help them get there. You know, they took testosterone or they took HGH or whatever, and it I don't want to say it's cheating, but it's cheating you out of the truth, and it's not letting you make an informed decision on whether this is going to work for you or not, or whether you should be listening to that person or not. So take those things into consideration, do your research. And if you want to follow them just because you like following them for entertainment value and pure shock value, by all means, please do that. I'm not telling you not to. All I'm saying is that don't let them dictate what you're going to do with your health and wellness if they don't have your best, if they don't have your well-being in mind. All right. Because a lot of times they're thinking about their bottom line and their pockets. They're not thinking about who they are affecting or who they're talking to. So be critical of the information you see on there. Think clearly, ask questions. Not everything is so cut and dry. Not everything is so simple and so easy. So focus on your journey, focus on what you have to accomplish, focus on what you can control and what works for you, not what works for somebody else. Because what works for somebody else isn't going to work for you. All right. That's it, guys. That's all I have for you today. Like I said, this was kind of near and dear to my heart because I'm all for body positivity. I'm all for loving and accepting yourself to a certain extent. Love and accept yourself if you have already taken the steps to becoming a healthier you, to becoming a better person, and to improving in all areas of your life. Because if you're not improving on all areas of your life, then you're not really taking this message to heart of body positivity and self-love and embracing yourself and your journey. And while you're on this path, you guys, while you're on your way to your destination, don't forget to enjoy the journey as much, because once you get to the destination, yes, you'll be happy and you'll be grateful that you got there. But trust me, once you get to that destination, you're going to look for a new one. And once you get to that one, you're going to look for another one. And that's not a bad thing. That's just the way life is. We're always looking to progress. We're always looking to move forward. So enjoy the journey, because if you don't enjoy the journey, once you get to that next destination, there's going to be another journey. And if you haven't learned to enjoy it, then it's just going to be another miserable time for you. So learn to enjoy it now. And I promise every single journey thereafter will be the most enjoyable journeys ever. All right. So continue to learn, continue to grow. I encourage you to journal. I encourage you to have a booklet of gratitude, where you write things you're grateful for. Continue to listen to my podcast. Hopefully, go back and listen to my episodes. They're informative. I want to continue to guide you and help you with this. Follow my gyms that I work at, that I train out of. Follow at Zoo Culture Studios. We're in Woodland Hills. I train my clients out of there. And I also do some consulting work at San Fernando Fitness, which is right down the street from my house. If you're watching the video, you saw me point. It's that way. But yeah, follow them. They have valuable information as well. I'll continue to share information with you. Follow me on YouTube at Coach Adamir. Follow me on TikTok at Coach Adamir and Instagram as well at Coach Adamir. To all my Spotify listeners, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you. I'll be sending out some things on my Instagram. If you follow me, keep an eye out just to kind of get some feedback on my podcast and see what else I can offer. Don't forget to Monday nights, I go live on Instagram doing some live Q&As, and then kind of talking about the same theme as what I will cover in the podcast for the week. So it's all kind of relating in the same week. That way we can all talk about as much as possible for the same subject and give you as much information as humanly possible. So thank you guys. I really do appreciate your listening. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate your trust. So don't forget to wait. No, not yet. I'm gonna publish this episode this week, and then you'll be getting a new episode every week as well. They should be published hopefully by Mondays, the latest, ooh, Tuesday or Wednesday, but just keep an eye out, and then they'll also be on the YouTube. So, you guys, thank you so much. I will talk to you soon. Remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.